Happy Sunday to you. This is Joe with your daily Buckeye Blitz for Sunday, July 31st, 2022. How's it going? How's the weekend treating you? I hope it's going well. I hope it's better than this recruiting podcast I'm about to do, because this Ohio State recruiting is like a freaking roller coaster. Did I ever tell you that I don't really like talking recruiting? I used to. Not anymore. It's not going so well. So I'm sure you guys can all relate. So I'm just going to give a quick update on the recruiting ups and downs. It's kind of a good news, bad news show today. Do you want the bad news first or the good news first? Bad news. That's what I thought. That's how I was going to do it. That's what I would recommend. All right. So bad news first. Buckeyes lose commitment of 2023 corner Dijon Johnson. Dijon, don't call me Gray Poupon Johnson. So he's from Zephyr Hills, Florida, kind of close to me over on the other side of Tampa. I don't know where to start with this kid, because the scuttlebutt and the rumors have been flying around for days and days about this kid decommitting. And apparently his teammate, Bryson Rogers, the receiver, no issue with him, no concerns about him flipping at all. So Dijon was scheduled to take a visit to Florida and then Miami this weekend. He never made it down to South Florida for the Miami visit. So looks like he's going to Florida, right? I saw Berm on Twitter yesterday say that some things are bigger than football in regard to this. And I don't know what the hell that means. Is it like a family health issue again, or what is this? So I think it probably, if it is, it probably doesn't help that Corey Raymond is the lead recruiter, and he is for Florida, and he's the one that got him to flip. So that definitely is bigger than football almost. So anyways, best of luck to Dijon, the four-star. Who names their kid Dijon, by the way? To the parents out there naming their kids nowadays, you named your kid after a fucking condiment. Why not go with like Mayo Johnson or Ranch Johnson? That kind of rolls off the tongue a little better, right? Just my opinion. Anyways, so decommitment out of the way. Let's look to the brighter skies here and find a silver lining. We did get on Saturday evening the commitment of 2023 four-star quarterback Brock Glenn out of Memphis, Tennessee. He's ranked 335 or something like that, according to 24/7's composite. So not a high four-star, but definitely has the ability to play. He's 6'2", 195, so throw some weight on him, and he'll be almost a C.J. Stroud kind of build, you know, a Kyle McCord size. And he's got the tools. Obviously, he just needs to be coached up. One thing I like that he said after his commitment video, during his interview session, he said that they run the same similar type of offense at his high school right now. So that makes the transition into Ohio State probably a little easier for him, even if the words and the there's some different, you know, definitions of things and words are different, you know, it's just a similar playbook. That I think that's really helpful for the kid. So that was awesome. Like I said, I think he's got the tools to be successful at Ohio State, and gives us that warm body in the class, which we definitely needed to keep that four. Brian Day always talks about having four scholarship quarterbacks in the room, and that helps. So the one commitment we got on Wednesday night kind of threw me off. This is a 2025 corner, Jonte Gilbert from Georgia. I don't know what to say about it. I guess he struck up a good relationship with Tim Walton, who's also from Georgia, and they don't even have a star rating for the kid on 24/7. So I don't know. Great. we need the dudes. We just lost a corner, so we're definitely going to need them by 2025. So good luck to you, kid. Hope you stick with it. That's all I got for you today. Hope you enjoyed parts of this recruiting podcast. But we'll talk to you again tomorrow. And tomorrow's August 1st. You know what August means? Camp season. Let's fucking go. Yeah. So Buckeyes will start camp Wednesday, first practice Thursday, and I believe hotel check-in is Friday. And then, of course, the media will be out there taking pictures of dudes in shirts. So, all right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Go Bucks.